Fit für Teufel. Hörtexte. Section 2. Listening. Beispieltest 1. Lecture. Listen to a lecture in a literature class.
Everyone's heard of Homer and the city of Troy. Hands up if you have. Legend tells us that many centuries ago, minstrels wandered from place to place, playing their harps and chanting the tales of heroes of the past. These minstrels are depicted as being poor, old, and some of them blind. One such minstrel who drifted throughout ancient Greece was Homer. Some say his name comes from the Greek word meaning hostage, and that he was given the name because in his youth he had been held hostage by enemies. Others thought the name meant blind. He became so famous for his marvelous tales that after he died, 7 different cities began to claim the honor of being his birthplace. Homer was the greatest poet who ever sang the stories of heroes of ancient Greece, so that even today, some 3,000 years after his death, we're still fascinated by his greatest poems, the Iliad and the Odyssey. Now, actually, we don't really know anything about the author, and we don't even know whether the stories are completely true. In any case, does it really matter? These great poems were put down in writing for us all to read and enjoy.
Excuse me, sir. I figure there's always a bit of truth in every story. I mean, Homer and the others. If they were all singing about the same thing, it must have happened, don't you think?
Yes, you're right. In all probability, around the year 1200 BC, Greek invaders conquered the rich and prosperous city of Troy in Asia Minor. It must have been a great war and siege, because soon many minstrels began weaving it into their songs. Unfortunately, at that time, the stories about it were not documented on paper because it was long before an alphabet had reached Greece, so they were passed around from mouth to mouth and sung by bards at kings' banquets and around campfires. Homer came some centuries after the fall of Troy. He was believed to have lived between 850 and 750 BC, and was obviously skilled enough to create epics out of these past tales. An epic, by the way, is a long narrative poem telling the story of a great hero. Now, to create his epics, all Homer had to do was put all the different story poems together into one long story and write them down to suit himself. Simple enough, isn't it? But Homer was said to be blind, right? So what might have happened is that Homer dictated his poems to someone else because of his blindness or because he was probably illiterate. Some scholars say that maybe there wasn't even a Homer at all, and that the epics just grew out of the tales. All we know is that the first written text stems from about 150 BC and 1,000 years after the fall of Troy. This would give any number of poets time to imagine and create stories of brave heroes and beautiful women, and even change the original story altogether. What really made the story was the marvelous way in which Homer told it. Now, we know that the Iliad summarizes the story of the apparently very long legendary Trojan War and has 2 heroes, Achilles, the leader of the Greek forces, and Hector, the leader of the Trojan forces. Even if the story is a myth, there might be some truth in it because such a war was quite likely. The Dardanelles is the water passage between the Mediterranean and Black Sea, and if Troy really was located near this waterway, it would have made sense for predecessors of the ancient Greeks to conduct a war against the city in order to gain control of the waterway and enable the Greeks to colonize the west coast of Asia Minor. The war probably took place sometime between 1250 and 1185 BC. Fact or myth? Well, a German archaeologist named Heinrich Schliemann wanted to satisfy himself and the rest of the world as to whether the Iliad was an inventive fiction or fact. So in 1870, he and his team began excavations at the place where Troy was believed to have stood. And what a surprise! He and his successors not only found 1, but 9 cities built on top of each other over a period of 3,500 years. The Troy that Homer wrote about was actually the 7th city, and still revealed the ruins of the walls and towers. So, what we now know is that there definitely was a city where Troy was said to be located, and that it had actually been rebuilt over and over. Homer, if he ever lived, may have been the first to write it as history in the form of a fascinating poem. How much of it is true or fiction, we'll never know. We'll never know whether the actual story of the Iliad is true or myth, but people have and will continue to be enchanted by the story.